And when we face difficulties, we know that God will help us so that we can be edified. And because Joseph was sold as a slave, this gave him the opportunity to become the prime minister. And because in fatalism, there is no purpose of God. And there is no free will of man. So everything is under the hands of
heaven.
So this perspective on life is very pessimistic. And in predestination, because of the purpose of God, and it acknowledges the free will of man. And in everything, there is the will of God. So no matter what we face, we can have this optimistic attitude towards life. Let's look at Job chapter 1. Job
1:21.
Job chapter 1, verse 21. So Job faced great calamity. And one day, all of his children died. And all of his possessions also were gone. And all of these disasters came upon him one after the other. And if Job did not have faith towards God, the average person, this would be a great mental trauma to them. And some might try to resolve the issue by committing suicide. But faced with this, Job actually praised God. And why was he able to do this? Why did he not murmur against God? And there was reality that he understood. He said, "Naked, I came from my mother's womb." And so I have all of these children and all these possessions. I did not bring them with me when I came out of my mother's womb, because I came naked with nothing. And all of this is given by God. And God has the power to give and the power to take away. And now God has taken away. So what can I say? So he still praised God.
1960年代,
and in the 1960s,
要从台中总会去罗东布道,
I was going from Taichung to another city to evangelize.
经过台北,
and I had to pass through Taipei.
当时台北有一个弟兄是眼科医生,
and at the time there was a brother in there who was an optometrist.
姓郭, 大家叫郭眼科,
and he was called Brother Ko. He was a Brother Ko.
后来立长老, 就是郭长老,
and later on, he also he became Elder Ko.
他听说我要去罗东布道,
and he heard that I was going to work in Luodong.
他说我跟你去,
and he said, "I will go with you."
他说他有个朋友也是眼科医生,
and he said he had a friend there who was also an optometrist.
现在遇到很大的患难,
and this friend had was facing great difficulties and needed the salvation of Jesus. So he wanted to preach to him. And he wanted to go with me.
那在车上, 他告诉我这个罗东这个眼科医生的遭遇。
And so in the car, he told me about the encounters of this friend.
他说罗东这个朋友姓康, 健康那个康,
and this was his friend was a Mr. Kang.
他眼科医术很高明啊。
And he was a very well-known optometrist.
所以他赚了很多钱。
And so he made a lot of money.
买了好多土地。
And he had bought a lot of land.
后来因为去做生意失败,
but because his business failed,
就破产了,
so he became bankrupt.
因为破产打击太大,
and because this was too great of a trauma for him,
他想不开,
and he didn't know how to face it,
就中风,
so he had a stroke.
一边锁一边脚不能动,
on one side is he couldn't move his limbs.
现在他心里非常痛苦,
so he was in great mental suffering.
到了这个朋友的家的时候,
and so when we got to this friend's home,
刚刚坐下来,
and we just sat down,
我还没有 传福音之前
and before I'd even began preaching,
郭元科先告诉他的朋友
this brother Quo said to his friend,
以前你眼科医术高明
and before you were in this well-known
optometrist, 赚了不少钱
and you made a lot of money,
因为做生意失败
but because your business failed,
你破产了
and now you've become bankrupt,
这个是一个很大的不幸
and this is very unfortunate indeed,
那你想不开
and,And now you don't know how to face it. So you've had a stroke.
这个不幸上面再加一个不幸。
So this is a misfortune upon misfortune.
你现在很可怜了。
And you are in quite a pitiful state.
为什么你会想不开呢？
So why is it that you're not able to face this?
因为你以为这里都是你的。
Because you think that all of this belongs to you.
现在什么都没有了。
And now you have nothing.
你就想不开啊。
So, and you're in this predicament now.
其实这些不是你的啦。
But actually, none of this belongs to you.
你出生什么都没有带来啊。
And when you were born, you brought nothing with you.
这是神的啦。
And all of this belongs to God.
神创造的。
And everything is God's creation.
以前你很会管理。
So you knew before how to manage your things.
所以神给很多土地给你管理。
So God gave you a lot of land to oversee.
在你来说，这是你的。
And in your eyes, this was all yours.
你有所有权。
Everything was in your hands.
在神来讲不是了。
But that was not the case in the eyes of God.
都是神创造的。
Because everything is created by God.
你有使用权。
And you have the power to utilize it.
也有管理权。
And the power to manage it.
你有所有权。
So you have this authority.
所有权在神。
But actually everything is in the hands of God.
给你管理啊。
Everything is given by God to you.
你以前很会管理。
So you were able to manage all of these things.
所以神给你很多土地管理。
So God gave you a lot of land.
现在神找了一个更会管理的人。
But God has found somebody else to manage all of these things now.
所以把你土地都给那个人管理。
So he's taken all of your land and given it to this other person.
管理人名义改变了。
And so this land title has changed.
你的土地还在啊。
The land is still there.
没有从地球上消失掉啊。
And it has not disappeared from the face of the earth.
改变管理人的名分而已啊。
But only the title of the land has been given to somebody else.
他想一想，有道理啊。
And he thought about this, and it seemed to make sense.
然后这个郭元科就告诉他。
So then this brother Ko said to him.
这几天有布道会了。
That we're having an evangelical service.
这种道理传道会讲更多给你听。
And the preacher will talk more about this topic.
那他就跟太太跟着我们，跟他的跟我们呢、一起到龙教去参加布道会。
So this friend and his wife they followed us to Lodong Church to attend service.
创世纪第一章啊。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
28节
Verse 28.
一章二十八节
Genesis 1 verse 28.
神就祝福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里鱼、空中鸟和地上各样行动的活物啊！神造人以后
，So after God created man，
神给人祝福，可以管理神所造的地上所说天上飞鸟、海里鱼。
God blessed them and gave them dominion over all of creation.
万物是神创造的。
So everything is created by God.
但神给人管理啊。
But God gave man dominion over the creation.
所以在人来讲。
So
这个土地是我的。
So in the eyes of man, this land is
ours. 我有所有权呐。
And we own this land.
法律上认定的呀。
And this is recognized by the law.
但以神来看不是啦。
But that is not the
view of God.
Because everything is created by God.
我们有使用权。
And we have the power to use it.
也有管理权。
And the power to manage it.
但没有所有权。
But we do not have absolute authority because the dominion lies in the hands of God.
神要给谁就给谁。
And God can give it to whoever he wishes.
神要拿回去，我们有没有办法？
And if he wants to take it away, we cannot do anything about
this. 约伯明白这个道理，所以他就能够赞美神。
Job understood this, and that's why he praised God.
所以遇到苦难还是很喜乐赞美神呢。
So in the face of difficulties, he was still able to be joyful and praise God.
那我早上谈到神给人遭遇的事要给人都医治。
So this morning I mentioned that whatever man encounters, it is God's will that it is for our good.
经过这个苦难，约伯得什么益处呢？
So what edification did Job receive?
我们看约伯记十二章啊。
Let's turn to Job chapter 12.
约伯记四十二章。
Sorry, Job 42.
第五节。
Job 42 verse 5.
约伯记四十二章第五节。
Job 42 verse 5.
我从前风闻有你。现在亲眼看见你啊， 后来约伯对神说
So these are the words of Job to God.
以前我听说有你了
I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear.
现在我亲眼看到你了
But now my eye sees you.
啊，听说有神是传统的信仰，听别人说的
So to hear of God, this is to hear of other people's view of God.
亲眼看见神就体验的信仰
But to see God with our own eyes, this is to experience our faith.
经历过的
It's something that we experience ourselves.
可见经历这个苦难以后啊
So after we undergo suffering,
约伯明白神的旨意了。
So after Job underwent suffering, he understood the will of God.
当他遇见苦难时候
，and when he faced this tribulation,
他知道凡事有神旨意。
He knew that in everything there was the will of God.
但不懂什么旨意。
But at the time he did not understand
what
this will was. 不懂
为什么我这么好，完全也要经过苦难呢
？And he didn't know why, as perfect as he was, that he had to undergo this these trials.
后来终于明白为什么他遇到这个苦难。
But eventually, it was made clear to him.
在苦难中，他对神说
，And in his difficulties, he said to God,
我倒数都不说我做的不对。我约伯说啊，我倒数都不认我错了。
Even at this point, I do not think that I've done wrong.
叫做神夺去我的理，神夺去我的理，抢夺我的理啊，神抢夺我的道理。
Oh, and God has taken all this reason away from me.
啊，我这么完全呢、啊。
Because I am so perfect.
行很多善事，没有行过恶事啊。
And I've done a lot of good and have not done any evil.
应当给我得平安才对啊。
So it is only right that he should give me peace.
为什么遇到这么大苦难呢
？Why have I faced all of this？
所以他说，我到时候没有说我不对啊。
So he said that even now I do not think that I'm wrong.
这个是所谓的注意的，自己以为意啊。
He was self-righteous.
我们行善不行恶是本分了、啊。
So it is our duty to do good and not to do evil.
每个神造的人选人都要这样，不要行恶，还要行善，这个是本分了、
啊。And it is only right. It is our duty, as the creations of God, that we should do good and not bad.
不足的夸口啊。
And this is not worthy of boasting.
约伯如果没有遇到那么大苦难
，And if Job did not face these tribulations,
他没有机会讲这种话。
Then he would not have the opportunity to even speak these words.
苦难这种话就出来，可见就有他潜意识在里面，有机会就要讲出来。
And it was only because he faced this tribulation that he spoke such words.
写了这苦难，把那个注意的心拿掉。神要借着约伯遇到苦难呢，把他注意为意这个心拿掉。
And it's through these tribulations that God wanted to take away this self-righteousness.
这个时候，他终于明白神的旨意。
And only at this point he understood the will of God.
所以他我亲眼看到神。
So he said, "Now my eyes see God."
这个时候，约伯的心里喜乐是很大的。
And so Job at this time felt great joy.
当一个人遇到苦难不懂为什么的时候
，And when someone faces difficulties and they don't know why,
心里会难过。
They will suffer in their
hearts. 好多疑问啊
And they will have a lot of
doubts. 神啊，为什么这样
？God, why is it so?
等到这个事情过去了
，And then after the event has passed,
明白神的目的了
，And you understand the will of God.
啊，心里得到很大的安慰跟喜乐。
Then you will receive much comfort and joy in your heart.
所以预定论是说，凡事有神主意。
So under predestination, there is in everything the will and purpose of God.
有神的目的。
There is a purpose of God.
为了给我们得到更大的益处。
So that we can be all the more edified.
后来神达到他的目的。
So when the will of God is realized,
就让约伯从苦境转回。
We see here that there was a turning to Job's suffering.
42章约伯42章的第十节。
So look at Job 42:10.
约伯为他的朋友祈祷，神就使约伯从苦境转回。啊，后来神让约伯从苦境转回。
And so the Lord restored Job's losses.
所以他遇到苦难是有限期的呀。
So there was a time limit to his suffering.
不是永远的受苦难，而是有解脱的时候了。
And it was not eternal suffering, but there was a time of restoration.
因为神已经达到目的。
Because the purpose of God had been realized.
神已经看见约伯，明白为什么他遇到苦难。
And Job had seen now why he faced the suffering.
约伯因着苦难得到益处。
And because of the suffering, Job had been edified.
明白神主意。
And he understood the will of God.
所以神的目的达到，约伯得到益处，就让约伯脱离这个苦境。
So the purpose of God had been realized, Job was able to escape his suffering.
所以预定论是说，凡事有神主意。
So under predestination, in everything there is the will of God.
目的是让我们得益处啊。
And the purpose is so that we can be edified.
凡事有神主要我们得益处，我们当在苦难中也有喜乐啊。
And because of this, even in suffering, we can have joy.
那这个预定论还有一个优点，就是说他的生活态度是积极的了。
And also under predestination, we can have an optimistic view of life.
看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
22节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
使徒行传二十章22节。
Acts 20, verse 22.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事。23节。但知道圣灵在各城里向我主证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。24节。我却不以身为念，也不看为宝贵，主要行完我的路程。我成就我从主耶稣领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音啊！保罗要去耶路撒冷
，So Paul was to go to Jerusalem.
他读了神启示，会遇到苦难
，And he received revelation from God that he would face tribulations.
会被抓起来坐牢
，And that he would be put in chains.
也可能被杀害
，And he may be killed.
但是他不怕为主舍命
，But he was not afraid.To lose his life for Christ.
他没有把生命当作宝贵。
And he did not treasure his life.
要完成主给他的任务。
Because he wanted to fulfill the commission which God had given him. And he had this attitude of sacrifice. And if a person has this sense of commission,
知道我为什么活着。
You will know why they are living.
他的活得很有意义，很充实。
And you will live your life with much meaning.
有的人会自杀。
And some people may commit suicide
因为他不懂为什么活着
because they don't know for what they are living.
他遇到了困难
and when they face difficulties,
又不懂为什么活着
they don't know why they are living.
他想逃避，想用死来解决
they want to escape and to resolve everything through death.
但一个有使命感人
but one who has a sense of commission,
他知道为什么活着
they know why they are living.
好像父母为儿女活着
in the same way that parents live for their children.
夫妻为对方活着。
And spouses also live for one another.
他有这个为谁活着这个使命感。
Because they know for whom they are living.
他说不敢走这个自杀路啊。
So they dare not go down this path.
他会坚强活下去啊。
And they will insist on living.
因为使命还没完成。
Because their mission has not been accomplished.
在腓立比书一章保罗说过。
And in Philippians chapter 1, Paul
said. 他在两难之间就两个困难当中不懂怎么选择了。
And that he was caught between two hard places.
他如果以我的意思来讲
and in his own viewpoint,
我情愿离开世界跟主同在
he was willing to leave this world to be with Christ.
那是好的无比的
this is beyond compare.
但是为你们活得更重要
but it was more important to live for the members.
为了让你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐
so that they can have joy and to continue in this faith.
保罗把这个生死摆在面前选择。
So if Paul were to choose between life and death,
如果使命完成了,
if his mission had been accomplished,
随时都可以离开世界,
he could leave at any time.
因为去耶稣那边很好,
because it is good to be with Christ.
如果使命没有完成,
but if his mission had not been fulfilled,
我应当留下来,
then he felt that he should remain.
帮助弟兄姐妹信心更进步,
to help the progress of the faith of the members.
那刚刚所看使徒二十章就是这样的观念。
And this is the same viewpoint in
Acts 20.
Even though he knew he would be captured and be put in chains in Jerusalem, but he was not afraid. And he did not value his life above all of this. Because he felt that his mission had not yet been accomplished. So in order to fulfill this, he did not feel any fear.So in going to Jerusalem, he really was captured.
被送去罗马坐牢。
And he was sent to a Roman prison.
但那一次没有被杀害。
But on that occasion, he was not killed.
根据使徒二十八章。
And that's according to Acts chapter 28.
在罗马坐牢二年。
And he was in the Roman prison for 2 years.
后来又得了释放。
And then he was released.
第二次去罗马坐牢呢。
And then the second time that he was captured.
是尼禄皇帝时候。
It was during the time of Nero.
那一次被判死刑。
And on that occasion, he was sentenced to death.
这个记在提摩太后书第四章。
And that is recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
因为使徒行二十八章就结束了。
Because Acts ends at chapter 28.
那他第二次被判死刑，使徒行传没有记录。
So the second time when he was sentenced to death, it is not recorded in Acts.
看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节。
2 Timothy 4 verse 6.
提摩太后书的第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我现在被交奠，我离世时候到了啊！他说：“现在离世时候到了。”
He says the time of my departure is at hand.
啊，这为什么讲交奠呢
？So why does he say this?
因为赎罪的人要拜神需要献祭。
Why does he mention this drink offering? Because in the Old Testament, and people had to offer sacrifices.
然后把这个酒奠交奠在祭物上面。
And they had to pour this wine on top of the sacrifice.
或者是把血浇奠在上面。
Or to pour blood on top of the offering.
那保罗说我被浇奠说到就我会被杀流血了。
So Paul is saying that he's being poured out, he will be poured out as a drink offering, meaning he will shed blood. 然后把我的
生命当祭物献给神。
And that his life will be offered up as a sacrifice to God.
我离世说到了。
And the time of his departure is at hand. 因为这一处
去罗马坐牢被判死刑。
Because this time in the Roman prison, he'd been sentenced to death.
我们再看第十三节。
And let's look at verse 13.
提摩太后书四章十三节。
Second Timothy 4 verse 13.
我在特罗亚留于加布的那件外衣，你来说可以带来，那些书也要带来。更要紧的是那些疲倦啊！保罗对提摩太说
：“So these are the words of Paul to Timothy.
你来的时候要把那些书带来。
That when you come, bring my books.
什么书没有讲
？It doesn't say what.
应当是很宝贵、很重要的书，离世之前还要再看一遍。
It must have been very important and precious books that he needed to look at before he died.
他说更要紧是那些疲倦。
And then he said, especially the parchments.
啊，一般认为这个疲倦就是羊皮书，就是。圣经啊
and some the common view is that this is the scripture.
当时还没有新的圣经
because at the time there was New Testament.
所以这圣经是旧约圣经啊
so the scriptures would refer to the Old Testament.
旧约很多预言基督所谓完成救恩
and in the Old Testament there are a lot of prophecies regarding Christ fulfilling salvation.
他需要再看一遍
and he needed to look at these things more.
对提摩太说，最要紧是那些疲倦一定要带来。
So he said to Timothy, that he must especially bring the parchments.
已经被判死刑了。
So he had been sentenced to death.
随时可能被处刑，带出去砍头。
And he was to be beheaded at any time.
但是现在还活着啊。
But he was still living then.
就说明天会死掉。
And even if he was to die,
今天还活着啊。
He was still living today.
生命是神给的。
And life is given by God.
每天都很宝贵啊
！And every day is very precious.
不要浪费时间了、
啊。So we must not waste time.
浪费时间，浪费生命。
Because if we waste time, we waste our lives.
所以虽然不久会被杀，但他现在还活着。
Even though he was to die soon, he was still living.
所以还要再看圣经。
So he needed still to read the scriptures.
这个给我们一个教训呢、啊。
And this gives us a teaching.
基督徒面对死亡时候
，As Christians, when we face death,
他是乐观的。
We are optimistic.
他不会悲哀。
And we will not feel the sorrow.
不会感觉绝望。
And not feel this hopelessness.
有些人被判死刑。
And some people, when they are sentenced to death,
要诛刑诛前
before they die.
那看着问他，你要吃什么菜喝什么酒啊？
They are asked, what do you want for your last meal?
那是最后一餐嘛。
It's because it's their last meal before they die.
但很多囚犯吃不下，没有胃口。
And a lot of prisoners, they have no appetite.
因为最后一餐出来就死掉了。
Because this will be their last meal before they die.
就没有胃口，吃不下。
So they can't eat.
但保罗不是这样。
But Paul was not so.
虽然要被判死刑了。
Even though he had been sentenced to
death. 随时可能被杀。
And he was to die at any time.
但现在还活着。
But he was still alive.
要把今天活得很有意义，很充实。
So he needed to live his remaining time in a very meaningful way.
所以还要再看圣经啊。
So he still needed to read the scriptures.
台湾总会的规定。
And under the regulations of the Taiwan GA.
传道人满65岁要退休。
Preachers are to retire when they reach 65.
我按照规定65岁就退休。
So I also retired at 65.
退休后总会当时有一个制度叫约聘啊，就是说退休后假如健康还好，总会需要这个人，他有意愿在做，就约聘最久三年。
But under the the Taiwan GA system, after 65, if you're still healthy, you can still volunteer to work as a sort of contract worker.
我就接受约聘，继续再当三年。
So I continued on to work for the GA for 3 years.
后来听说这个约聘制度只用那一次，以后不再用这个，可能是为了树立这个特例啊。以后没有用到了，以前也没有啊。
And then I heard that after these 3 years, that the system was going to stop.
那所以这个六十五退休在约聘上六十八就是约聘满期，不能再做了。
So when you retire at 65, you can work for another 3 years, and then you stop working at 68.
那所谓退休意思是说不再牧养教会。
And then so when they say retire, it means that you're no longer pastoring the
church. 不再参与教会的行政工作。
And you no longer participate in the administrative work of the church.
讲道是不限定年龄。
But there is no age restriction to sermonizing. 神学
讲课也不限定年龄。
And also giving lectures as well.
文章也不限定年龄。
And there's no age restriction for writing articles.
所以虽然退休啊。
So even though I'm retired.
会继续在台上讲道。
I can continue giving sermons.
会继续神学院讲课。
And I can also give lessons
in theological seminary. 会到外国去帮助外国的圣工。
And I can assist in the divine work overseas.
我还会写几本书。
And I can also write books.
因为我还活着。
Because I'm still alive.
生命是神给的呀。
So God, life is given by God.
健康是神给的呀。
And health is given by God.
去年我去医院健康检查。
So last year I went to the hospital for an examination.
护士小姐看到我的病历卡。
And the nurse looked at my history.
然后看看我的样子啊。
And she looked at me.
她很惊讶说：“你有怎么样保养你的身体啊？”
And she was very surprised, and she said, "How have you kept up your health?"
我说没有特别保养了。
And I said, "I haven't really done anything special."
神给的恩典啊。
I said, "This is the grace from God."
一个人能够活着是神的恩典。
So for a person to be living, this is the grace of God.
健康是神给的。
And health is given by God.
那神既然给我健康的身体，还能够做。
Seeing as God has given me health, I can still work.
就不要浪费时间。
So I will not waste this time.
浪费时间等于浪费人力资源。
Because to waste time is to waste manpower and resources.
如果我想懒惰呢？
And if I wanted to be lazy.
不想做工了。
And if I didn't want to work.
想要好好休息呀。
And I wanted to take a break.
可能主耶稣会说：“你想休息吗？”
Maybe Jesus will say, "So you want to take a rest? Okay, come to me, and you don't need to work anymore."
你要休息就来这里好好休息，不必工作。
If you want to rest, then come to me, and you don't need to work anymore.
现在我还能做啊。
But now I can still work.
所以那边虽然很好啊，慢一点来去嘛。
So even though it is good there, I want to delay it a little bit.
现在活着多做一点工作啊。
So if I'm alive now, I should work more.
好像我写的书，有些是弟兄姐妹要去大陆，顺便会带去。
And of the books that I've written, when members go to mainland China, they will bring the books
大陆教会的弟兄姐妹啊，就拿去影印啊。
And the members there, they will copy these books.
对他们信心也是有帮助。
And because it's helpful to their faith.
我写圣经也换成英文了。
And the books I've written have also been translated into
English. 现在看他们中文看英文的也可以看这个圣经论啊。
And the book on the Holy Spirit is available in English and Chinese.
以后我写的书，假如真的需要给不懂中文的人看啊，要换英文，因为还有几本归还呢。
And because there are still a few other books that are only available in Chinese.
所以这个所谓的预定论就是这样，很乐观充满喜乐平安
So hopefully they can also get translated. So under predestination, life is very optimistic.
面对死亡也是很喜乐的呀。
And even when we face death, we are very joyful.
活着时候是不浪费时间，不浪费生命的，要为继续为主工作。
When we are alive, we don't waste our lives, we don't waste time, and we work for the Lord.
有一个弟兄谈一个弟兄，本来是乞丐叫要饭的，叫乞丐要饭，向来要饭，讨饭。
And there was a brother who used to be a beggar.
他又是瞎眼。
And he was also blind.
他因为是瞎眼，没有谋生能力，所以才做这个讨饭的生活。
And because he was blind, he could not work for a living, and that's why he was a beggar.
后来信耶稣。
And then he came to believe in Jesus.
教会就安排他看会堂。
And the church arranged for him to be the caretaker.
过了一段时期以后。
And after a period of time.
年纪很大了。
He became advanced in
age. 就生病。
And was sick.
负责人去安慰他。
And the church leaders, they went to comfort him.
问负责人。
And so he asked them,
我现在瞎眼。
Now I'm blind.
我去天国是瞎眼吗？
Will I also be blind when I go to heaven?
那不是了，去天国哪里是瞎眼？瞎眼是肉体上的疾病啊，天国是灵体啊，不会瞎眼啦。
And they said, of course not. When you go to heaven, you are a spiritual being, and this blindness is a physical ailment.
我现在身体虚弱，去那边也是这么虚弱吗
？So he said, I'm so weak now. Will I also be weak in heaven?
他说不会啦，当然被就灵体很健壮啊。
And they said, no, you'll be a spiritual being in heaven. You'll be very strong.
我现在孤单一个人，我去天国是孤单一个人吗
？And he said, I'm very lonely now. Will I also be lonely in heaven?
不会啦，去那边很多弟兄姐妹啊。
And he said, no, there are a lot of brothers and sisters there.
还有很多天使很热闹啊。
And a lot of angels.
然后他问他胡主任说：“那你安慰我什么
？”And so he said, "So why do you need to come and comfort me?"
去那边更好，为什么安慰我？奇怪。
It's so much better to be there. Why do you need to comfort me?
我现在瞎眼，去那边眼睛明亮，现在身体虚弱，前面很健壮，这里面现在孤单，去那边好多弟兄姐妹。那你要安慰我奇怪啊
！I'm blind and weak and lonely now, but when I go there, I'll be able to see and I'll be strong and be with all these other brothers and sisters.
其实这个道理他早就知道，他故意这么问啊，就说不必安慰了。
So he actually knew all these teachings already. He didn't even need to ask.
所以信主人啊，面对死亡还是乐观的。
So for those who believe in the Lord, even faced with death, we can remain optimistic.
那这个人的罪意志有限制。
In terms of the free will of man, there is restrictions.
天使的罪意志也限制。
And the free will of angels also is restricted.
魔鬼也有啊。
And there are also restrictions for the devil.
因为魔鬼是犯罪的天使啊，成为魔鬼。
Because the devil was once an angel who sinned.
天使不像神那么善良。天使不像神那么善良。
So angels are not as good as God.
不像神全能。
And they are not almighty like God.
当然，罪意志有限制啊。
So of course their free will is restricted.
魔鬼是邪恶的。
And the devil is evil.
不像神全能。
He is not almighty like God.
假如没有给他限定他的罪意志。
And if his free will was not restricted,
他就乱来了。
Then he could do whatever he wanted.
圣经告诉我们
，and the Bible tells us,
魔鬼的罪意志是被神限制的。
That the free will of the devil is restricted by God.
看约伯记第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章十二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 12.
神对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不过神所加于他。”于是撒旦从神面前退去。啊，这里记载，有一天就上面那边呢、一章的前面那边呢、谈到有一天，这个神跟众天使在继续说撒旦也来。
So earlier in this chapter, Satan came before the Lord.
这个六节有说神的众主啊，这个神的众主应当翻译不是很正确，因为根据其实译本就是希腊文翻译本了，它换成天使了啊，天使跟神聚集了。
And in verse 6, it mentions the sons of God, which it perhaps isn't a very good translation in the original text. It refers to the angels. So the angels came before God, and Satan also came. Because Satan had not yet been condemned. So he could talk to God. In the same way that in the New Testament, it was recorded, there was a demon-possessed person. And Jesus asked him, what is your name? And he said, Legion.
Because we are a whole of demons.
Because it was a legion of angels, of demons.
耶稣跟撒旦会对话。
So Jesus conversed with Satan.
因为他还没有被定罪。
Because he has not yet been condemned.
所以约伯记一章提到撒旦跟神谈话。
So in Job chapter 1, Satan conversed with God.
这个六节
，from verse 6 onwards.
神对撒旦说。
So God said to Satan,
你有没有看见我的仆人约伯啊？
Have you seen my servant Job?
世界没有人像那么这么完全啊。
There is no one on earth like him.
他正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
He's blameless and upright, and he fears God.
那撒旦就向神说啊。
So Satan said to God,
因为你用篱笆围着他。
It's because you've made a hedge around him.
保护得很周到。
And you protect him on every side.
所以他就敬拜你啊。
So that's why he worships
you. 假如你给他一点苦难。
And if you give him tribulation, then he will depart from you.
神就对撒旦说。
So the Lord responded to Satan. 约
伯所有的都交你手中。
That all that Job has is in your power.
但是你不要伤害约伯。
But do not lay a hand on his person.
就约伯这个人，你不要伤害他。
So you cannot harm Job
himself. 但他所有都给你了。
But everything else of his is in your hand.
所以第一处的试探。
So in the first testing,
约伯的七个儿子、三个女儿死掉了。
The seven sons and three daughters of Job died.
财产呢没有了。
And he lost all of his possessions.
但身体没有受害。
But his body was not harmed.
因为神给撒旦画一个界限，不能杀伤害他的身体。
Because God gave Satan this boundary that he could not harm.
最后，亚伯还就敬拜神了。
So Job continued to worship God.
第二次，撒旦又到神面前。
And then the second time, Satan came before God.
神对撒旦说。
And God said to him,
你无缘无故的激动我，让亚伯遇到这个苦难，他并没有离开我啊。
So you've brought all of this calamity upon Job, and yet he has not left me.
撒旦怎么回答神呢？
So how did Satan respond?
这个记在第二章的第四节。
And this is in chapter 2, verse 4.
撒旦对神说，人以皮代皮啊，情愿舍弃一切所有的保全性命啊。魔鬼回答神说，人以皮代皮，情愿将一切东西舍弃来得到来保全性命啊。
So Satan said, skin for skin, yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life.
以皮代皮就有所取代了，虽然一波什么都没有了，财产没有了，孩子没有了，身体还好好嘛。
So the skin for skin means that even though Job had lost his children and his possessions, he still had his body, his being.
所以如果你击打他身体啊，他都离开你了。
And if you touch his flesh, he will depart from you.
现在神在给撒旦一个界限。
So God gave Satan another restriction.
二章第六节。
In chapter 2, verse 6.
神对撒旦说，他在你手中主要存留他的生命啊，现在耶伯交给你了。
So God said, Job is in your hands.
你可以折磨他。
You can torment him.
但是生命要保全了，不要杀掉他。
You have to spare his life.
因为生命属于神嘛。
Because life is in the hands of God.
啊，结果第二次亚伯遇到什么苦难呢？
So what suffering did he face the second time?
全身长毒疮。
His entire body was covered with boils.
从脚底到头顶都烂。
And it was from his feet to his head.
啊，那个啊，哎呦，又流难发臭，那味道不好，很多仆人都黏黏呐。
These boils, they smelt bad, and everybody wanted to stay away from him.
又会痒，就拿瓦片刮身体。
And they itched, so he had to use something to scrape his body.
三个朋友本来要来安慰他的，结果来啊，就是跟他相对而坐，一句都没有讲出来。
So his three friends came and they wanted to comfort him.
这样经过了七天七夜。
But they were not able to say anything.
因为这个苦难太大了，他们很难想象啊。
They passed 7 days and nights like that because the suffering
was
so great.
所以没有话安慰了。
So they had no words of comfort.
七天七夜以后啊。
And 7 days and nights later.
苹果开始说话了。
They started to speak.
所说不是安慰，是责备了。
But they did not speak words of comfort. They spoke words of rebuke. They said, "You must have sinned."
假如你没有犯罪，怎么会这样呢？
And if you did not sin, why would you be in this situation?
这个是很多人的痛病啊。
And this is something that a lot of
people encounter. 看到一个人遇到苦难，就说你一定犯罪。
So when we see others in suffering, we say, "You must have sinned."
好像代理现在审判了。
And we take on the role as judge.
当人信遇到苦难，可能跟罪有关系啊。
And when someone suffers, it may be related to sin.
但不是每处都这样。
But that is not absolute and always the case.
也不是每个人都这样。
And it doesn't apply to everybody.
亚伯，神在撒旦面前两处赞美亚伯，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶术。这样的话，神对撒旦赞美两处啊。神在撒旦面前呢，赞美亚伯两处啊。
So God praised Job twice before Satan.
啊，他这么完全人，怎么可能有什么罪呢？
He is such a blameless person. How could he have sinned?
所以亚伯说：“你们是无用医生，诊断错误了，医疗方法也错了，让我更痛苦啊。”
So Job said to his friends that you are useless doctors, and you have brought me more suffering.
那这两处的书卷，神都给撒旦画一个界限。
And on both occasions, God set a boundary for Satan.
这个给我们一个安慰啊。
So this is a comfort to us.
不管什么苦难，神都要画界限。
No matter what we face, what suffering it is, God
has set the boundary. 这个界限是我们能够忍受的地步了。
And this boundary is within the boundaries of what we can endure.
第一处的苦难啊。
So the first suffering that Job faced.
孩子没有了。
He lost his children.
财产没有了。
And he lost his possessions.
身体好好。
But he still had
his health. 第二处的苦难呢。
And the second time.
全身长毒疮更痛苦。
He had boils all over his body.
就好像在训练举重的人啊，啊，刚刚开始练的时候啊，举重棒，哇，后来越加越重，哇，体力越强。
It's like weightlifters, and they gradually they can lift more and more.
啊，我们一般弟兄所遇的苦难都是可以忍受得住的。
So as Christians, whatever suffering we face, it is within the realm of what we can endure.
因为神给魔鬼限定 这个界限，他不能越过这个限制。
Because God has set the boundary for Satan, and he cannot cross over.
哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
哥林前书十章十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能忍受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能忍受的。在受难时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。啊，这里说我们遇到试探都是可以忍受的啦。
And here it tells us that whatever temptation we face, we can endure.
神一定会给我们开路啊。
That God will make a way of escape.
所以后来神也给耶伯脱离苦境啊。
So God also allowed Job to escape the suffering.
好，我们从这样了解，这个魔鬼就是也有限，自由意志也有限制啊。
So from this, we know that the free will of Satan is also restricted.
有限制才是真正自由了。
And only when there are restrictions do we have
true freedom. 有限制就是变乱来，那不是自由啊。
Because if we have no restrictions, we can do whatever we want, and that is not true freedom.
那第三段这个异定论根据意志，早上稍微提到过了。
And we'd mentioned this in the third point in
the handout this morning.
So seeing that God has given man free
will, 要为罪行为负责任。
We have to be held accountable.
假如人没有罪意志，
and if man did not have free will,
神要罪我没有别的选择。
That whatever God wants, we don't have a choice.
那就不必有罪，不必有罪行为负责任了。
Then we don't need to be held accountable for our actions.
因为有选择的自由。
But because we have this choice, we have to be held accountable for our actions.
创世记二章十七节。
Turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 17.
创世记二章十七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 17.
下面那一句哦。
In the second half.
分别善恶果子，如果你吃了，必定死。那如果你吃了，必定死。
It says, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
就是恶用罪意志的后果，自己承担。
So you have to be held accountable to the consequences of your sin.
第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter
6. 第八节。
Galatians 6 verse 8. 加拉太
六章第八节。
Galatians 6 verse 8.
顺从情欲撒种的，必从情欲收获，收败坏；顺从圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。啊，顺从情欲撒种会收败坏啊。
So he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
啊，顺着圣灵去撒种了，就会得永生啊。
But he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life.
就是你选择什么，你就承担这个后果。
So whatever choice you make, you have to be held accountable to the consequences.
罪哦，神给人有罪意志。
So God has given man free will.
你要选择什么可以。
You can make whatever decision you want.
但要考虑后果了。
But you have to consider the consequences.
后果是好的。
And if the consequences are good.Then you can do it.
后果不好的，
and if the consequences
are bad,
then don't do it.
啊，后果好的就是神喜欢的呀。
And if the consequences are good, then it will be pleasing to God. 后果不
好就是神不认为不可做的啦。
But if the consequences are bad, this is something that God will not want you to do.
好，现在我们谈到第四段就拣选的预定。
So let's look at the fourth point, predestined choosing.
啊，有的人神要拣选他。
There are some people who God wants to choose.
有的人神不拣选他。
And some who God does not want to choose.
这个才叫拣选。
This is what it means by
being chosen.
And if God wanted to choose everybody in the world, then there is no such thing as being chosen.
So
this definition of choosing means that there are some people that God wants and some that he does not want. And it mentions in Romans chapter 9, Jacob and Esau, they were twins.
In mother's womb,
And in their mother's womb,
还没有出生,
before they were born,
神就说我喜欢雅各,
God said, I like Jacob,
我不喜欢以撒,
and I do not choose Esau.
还没有出生, 行为还没有表现呢,
and they had not even been born yet at this point.
但神已经说要拣选雅各,
but God had already decided to choose Jacob.
啊, 保罗就拿这个例子来说,
so Paul used this example.
神拣选的原则啊, 不是因我们很好,
that the principle or the standard for God choosing us is not because we are good. So the standard we use when we choose things is that we think they are good.
但神拣选人不是用好不好来做决定。
But God does not make the same decision depending on whether something is good or not.
如果好人神要拣选。
If God was only to choose those that are good,
我们很多人没有机会了。
then a lot of us would not even have an opportunity. Because a lot of us are not even considered to be very good.
尤其有的信主前吸毒打架什么坏事都做。
And some people before they believed, they did a lot of bad things.
有的也坐过牢啊。
And some have even been in prison before.
但后来神拣选他了。
But God still chose them.
反而有的很善良。
But on the other hand, there are some people that are very good. And then in their whole lives, they don't have the chance to hear the gospel. And if they can't hear the gospel, they can't believe. So this being chosen is not related to our deeds. But this is the unconditional grace of God. And this is recorded in Romans chapter 9, verses 10 to
13.
And because of lack of time, we can turn to this ourselves.
雅各跟以扫的例子来说, 拣选在神恩典，不在人的行为。
So using the example of Jacob and Esau, it is indicating that this choosing of God is His mercy.
那神的救恩是在亚当被造之前已经预定好了。
And salvation was already prepared before Adam was created.
不是亚当犯罪，神的考虑怎么救人。
It's not that Adam sinned and then God considered how He would be able to save man.
而是亚当没有被造以前，神已经知道他会犯罪。
But before Adam was even created, God knew that he would sin.
所以亚当没有被造，神就预定耶稣要成为救主。
So even before Adam was created, God predestined that Jesus Christ would be the Savior of mankind.
看罗马书第五章,
Turn to Romans chapter 5.
十四节,
Romans chapter 5 verse 14.
罗马书第五章十四节,
Romans 5 verse 14.
下面那一句啊,
Let's look at the second half.
亚当乃是那以后要来诸人的意象，这里说, 亚当以后要来那个人预定的形象。罗马书五章十六节下面那句，亚当是以后要来那个人预定的形象。
So the second half mentions the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
以后要来那个人就是耶稣啊。
So the person who is to come was Jesus.
为什么叫预定形象呢？
So why does it mention this likeness?
因为耶稣跟亚当一样形象啊。
Because Jesus had the same likeness as Adam.
亚说耶稣成为人就有人形嘛。
Because Jesus came in the likeness of man.
跟亚当一样。
Just like Adam.
那因为亚当先被造。
But because Adam was created first.
以后耶稣才出生。
And Jesus came later.
所以叫预定的形象。
So it says according to the likeness.
可见亚当还没有被造。
But even before Adam was created.
神就知道他会犯罪。
God knew that He would sin.
所以就预定耶稣要来救人。
So He predestined that Christ would come to be the Savior.
那我们今天能够被主拣选。
So today for us to be chosen by the Lord.
圣经说是在创造之前已经被拣选了。
The Bible says that this was determined before the foundation of the world.
看以弗所书第一章啊。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
以弗所书的第一章第四节。
Ephesians 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立书的以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。第五节，又因爱我们，就按着自己意主所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分啊。 这里说创世以前我们在基督里面被拣选。
So here it says that He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
而且被一定要得儿子的名分。
And that we were predestined to adoption as sons.
创立书以前亚当还没被造啊。
So before the foundation of the world, Adam
had not
yet been created. And we were not yet born.
但在那个时候神已经拣选我们了。
But at that time, God had already chosen us.
因为神永远的现在。
Because God is in the
everlasting
present. And even our future is in His
present.
他的眼睛看到每一个人一生的过程，还有他的结局。 And God can see a person's entire life and their ending.
那因为是创造之前，我们还没有出生，所以拣选跟我们行为就没有关系了。
And because this was set before the foundation of the world, it is not related to our actions or our deeds.
提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典万古诸先在基督赐给我们啊！神选召我们，不是因我们行为啊。
So God chose us not because of our works.
是按照他的旨意跟恩典。
but according to his own purpose and grace.
这个恩典就是选择我们的恩典呢。
And this grace is the grace of his choosing.
这个万古诸先在基督里赐给我们。
It was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
万古诸先跟创以前艺术一样了。
So this before time began is the same as
永远的过去。
It's the same as before the foundation of the world.
神已经在基督里面拣我们。
That is in the everlasting past, then God had already chosen us.
所以说这个拣选的主权呢，在于神。
So then the sovereignty of this choosing is in the hands of God.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Turn to John chapter 15.
十六节。
John 15 verse 16.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
John 15 verse 16.
不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们。啊，耶稣对门徒说。
So Jesus said to the disciples.
不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you.
我们今天信耶稣。
So today we believe in the Lord Jesus.
表面上看是我们自己决定啊。
So on the surface, it seems that we made this choice ourselves.
我来听福音是我自己决定的。
And we make the decision to listen to the gospel.
没有人强迫啊。
Nobody forces us.
我要接身受洗也是我决定报名的啊。
And we ourselves make the decision to register and accept
baptism. 没有人强迫啊。
Nobody forces us.
好像我选到了神啊。
It seems that we have chosen God.
我找到神，我拣选神啊。
That we found and chose God. 你说
不是。
But Jesus says,
"Not
so. It is God who chose us."
So, 创造以前已经决定好了。
Before the foundation of the world, this was already
decided.
And if God did not choose you,
你可能一辈子没有听福音机会。
Then you may not have a chance to listen to the gospel for your whole life.
就算你有机会听了。
And even if you do have an opportunity,
如果神不拣选，
if God does not choose you,
他不看你的心窍，
and He does not open your heart,
你就听不懂。
Then you will not understand what you hear.
你那一次两次都不想来了。
You'll come once or twice and not want to come again.
所以因为神要拣选。
But because God wants to choose you,
就安排机会给你听,
then He will give you the opportunity to hear.
就看你心窍能够明白,
and He will open your heart so you understand.
又给你信心能够接受,
and He will give you faith to accept.
信心也是神给的呀。
Faith is also granted by God.
所以耶稣才说, 我拣选你, 不能拣选我。
So Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
那么神的拣选, 把这个拣选预定实现出来, 是用什么方法呢?
So what method does God use to predestine this choosing?
他有两个方法。
He has two methods.
第一个方法。
The first,
安排你出生在信徒家里。
He will arrange for you to be born in the home of a believer.
安排出生在信徒家里，就有机会小时候受洗。
And then you will have the chance to receive baptism from young.
出生在哪里自己不能决定啊。
Because you were born in that family, you do not have a choice.
神拣选这个人。
But God has chosen this person.
所以就给他出生在信徒家里。
So He will allow them to be born in the household of a member, and they will receive baptism from young.
那使徒二章三十八、三十九节，彼得就说。
And in Acts chapter 2 verses 38 and 39.
受洗罪得赦免。
To receive baptism for the remission of your sins.
应许是给你们和你们儿女的。
And this promise is given to you and your children.
你们儿女包括小孩子啊。
So your children, this includes
the little children. 当然，儿女有的长大成人也有了。
And of course, the children will grow up to become adults.
但儿女也有刚刚出生不久的呀。
But also there are children who are only just born.
所以我们就要主张应该可以受洗。
So that's why in our church we advocate infant baptism.
神就拣了一个人，就拣了他一家人了。
So when God chooses a person, He will choose his entire family.
所以一个人接受福音，他的家里孩子也可以受洗呀。
So when a person accepts the gospel, he and his entire family can receive baptism.
这个是神要实现他拣选预定的一个方法。
And this is a way that God will manifest his way of choosing.
第二个方法呢？
And then the second method.
有人没有出生在信徒家里。
There are people who are not born in the household of a member.
不可能受洗。
And they cannot be baptized from young.
但神还是要拣选他。
But God still wanted to choose them.
就给他安排有机会听。
So He will arrange for an opportunity for them to hear the gospel.
听明白。
And He will open their hearts so they can understand.
有心的接受。
And then they will have the faith to accept.
圣经有这个例子啊。
And there are such examples in the Bible.
使徒十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十三节。
Acts 16 verse 13.
使徒行传十六章十三节。
Acts 16 verse 13.
当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，住在那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下，对那聚会的妇女讲道。十六节，有一个卖主做布匹的妇人，名叫李迪亚，是推亚推拉城的人，出来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开了他的心。叫他留心听把他所讲的话。十五节，他和他一家既领了洗，便求我们说：“你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。”于是请了我们啊。 保罗到了腓立比的时候
，So when Paul came to Philippi，
有一个安息日到了城外的河边找一个祷告地方。
And on one Sabbath day, he went out of the city to the riverside to
pray. 那边有几个妇女聚集
，And there were some women who were gathered there.
就向他传福音
，So he started preaching to them.
那十四节就说有一个人叫利迪亚
，And in verse 14 it mentions a woman named Lydia.
主开导她的心。
And God opened her heart.
啊，她就明白了。
So she understood.
十五节，她全家受洗。
And in verse 15, her and her household were baptized.
听到了，不是她一个而已啊。
So she was not the only one who heard the gospel. There were other women.
但是只有她受洗。
But only she was baptized.
因为主开导她的心，给她明白。
Because God opened her heart, so she could understand.
其他的妇女神没有开导她心呐。
But God did not open the hearts of the other women.
她就不明白啊。
So they did not understand.
就没有受洗啊。
So they were not baptized.
所以很明显的，利迪亚这个人是神要拣选的。
So it is very evident that Lydia was chosen by God.
给她有机会听。
And she was given the opportunity to hear. And the opportunity to understand. And then she was given the faith to accept. So faith is also given by God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Chapter 2 verse 8.
以弗所书二章八节。
Ephesians 2 verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的啊！我们得救是因着神的恩典呐。
So we are saved because this is the grace of God.
也是因着信，用心去接受这个恩典。
And also, it is through faith that we accept this grace.
这个不是出于自己哦。
It is not because of ourselves.
是神给的哦。
It is given by God.
神给什么呢
？And what does God give us?
给救恩。
He gives salvation.
给你信心。
And He gives you faith.
啊，你有信才会接受啊。
And it's only because you have faith that you can accept.
台北教有一个慕道者。
And there was a truth seeker in Taipei Church.
已经慕道三十多年了。
And he was a truth seeker for 30 odd years.
他以前在台中念医科，就是中国医药学院的医科。
And he was a student of Chinese medicine before in Taipei.
那有一个弟兄跟他同个学校，不同系。他这个弟兄念药学系的。
And there was a brother who was in the same school as him, of a different major.
那因为住同一个房子。
But they lived in the same place.
这个房子我们叫姐妹的房子。
And this where they lived, it belonged to a sister of our church.
当时台东教会每星期天晚上有高级班聚会。
And at the time, they had youth service every Sunday.
这个信主的弟兄啊，读药学系这个弟兄就是郑启清了啊。这个前几天他儿子来这里还礼啊，那个郑启清，他当时台中中国医学院念药学系啊。
And so this brother he's a brother Jang, and his son actually came a few days ago to interpret here.
因为住同一个房子，所以每星期天郑弟兄二来参加高级班聚会，就邀请他一起来啊，就念医科的。
Because they lived in the same place, so this brother Jang would invite this other his housemate to come and attend the youth service.
每星期都来。
And he came every Sunday.
有时候还留下跟他讨论道理。
And sometimes he would stay to talk about the truth. And then he graduated.
去台北当医生。
And he went to become a doctor in Taipei.
他的妇产科医生。
And he,
妇产科医生啊。
Oh, and he was an obgyn.
继续来慕道。
And he continued to be a truth seeker.
经过二十多年了。
And so 20 odd years later.
继续来慕道。
He was still a truth seeker.
几年前台湾总会文宣处在台北教会开一个座谈会。
And a few years ago, the Taiwan GA held a seminar on literary ministry.
这个座谈会的主题是亚当以下的烦恼，亚当以下烦恼就是解决这个要解决结义问题了，少生几个可不可以这个问题了，叫亚当以下的烦恼，就亚当以下生太多也烦恼啊，意思是这样啊，亚当以下烦恼，烦恼生太多。
And the topic was dilemmas of Adam and Eve in having offspring.
这个慕道者是妇产科医生，是有专业知识嘛，就请他来参加座谈会，讲他的医学观点。
So because this truth seeker, he was an obgyn, so they invited him to talk on this topic.
这个问题我过去也研究过。
And I have also researched this topic before.
因为我生六个。
Because I had six children.
就有点害怕啊。
So I was a little afraid.
研究怎么样少生几个？
So,
不过研究太慢啊。太慢才研究了。
So by the time I researched into how to have fewer children, it was too late for me.
因为我有研究，也写文章，我就也去参加。
So I've, because I'd looked into this before and I'd written articles, I attended the seminar.
做团队完一个传道就问这个慕道者，当医生的慕道者。
And after the discussion, one of the preachers asked this street speaker.
他姓张啊。 So, 张医师，你什么时候受洗呢？
And he said, Dr. Zhang, when are you going to receive baptism?
他说，我大概不会受洗。
And he said, I probably will not receive baptism.
那时候已经慕道二十多年了。
And he had already been a tree seeker for over 20 years.
以现在来讲，超过三十五年。
Oh, and if we look back now, then it would be 30 years.
你说他听不懂吗？
And he said, do you not understand?
他听懂才继续来嘛。
It's because he understood that he continued to come. Because if you don't understand, you'll come once or twice and you'll stop coming.
他听懂才有耐心来听30多年。
It's only because he understood that he had the patience to come for 30 years. But he said, I probably will not receive baptism.
我们有一句话说，盖棺论定，盖棺的时候，那个棺木呢，盖上去就有结论了。
So we have the saying that once the
人人死去啊，放在棺木啊，盖盖了，这个棺木呢，盖盖啊，就有结论，不能再做什么了。
So once you die and you're put in the coffin and then the coffin is covered up, then that is the end of all things.
那他还没有盖棺呢。
But the lid for his coffin had not been put on yet.
所以可能临时改变主意说我要受洗也可能了。
So he might change his mind at the last minute before he dies.
如果他盖棺以后还没有来受洗，那没有办法，他不是神要拣选的。
But if he does not receive baptism before he is put in the coffin and the lid is closed, then he's not chosen by God.
神要拣选一个都不跑掉，一定早晚会信主。
So if God chooses someone and they do not run away, then he will receive baptism.
他听懂怎么不受洗呢？
So if he understands, why does he not receive baptism?
信心是神给的。
Because faith is given by God.
神没有给他这个信心了。
But God did not grant him faith.
所以听懂也不会受洗啊。
So even though he understood, he did not receive baptism.
我们有机会听。
So we have the opportunity to hear, and we understand.
神给我们心窍。
And God opens our hearts.
我们有心的接受,
and we have the faith to accept.
就神给的信心啊,
this is faith that is granted by God.
一切都在神啊,
because everything is in the hands of God.
所以有人就这么想啊,
so there are some people who think in a certain
既然神要拣选的,
way. Seeing as a man is to be chosen by God,
一定会信,
then they definitely will believe.
我不传给他,
even if I don't preach to them, they will still come to church.
其实有人自己来教, 没有人教他, 他自己来也有了。
And actually, there are those who come to church without people asking them.
啊, 如果神不拣选呢?
And if God does not choose them,
我传给他没有用,
there's no point in me preaching
因为他听不懂,
because he will not be able to understand, and he will not believe.
结论是什么呢?
So what is the conclusion
不必传,
then? That we don't need to preach.
神要拣选不传的会来嘛?
Because if God chooses them, even if we don't preach, they will still come.
不拣选传没有用嘛?
And if God does not choose them, even if we preach, it's of no use. So that means we don't need to preach.
就懒惰人最好的借口,
so that is the excuse that's used by those who are lazy.
圣经怎么讲呢?
But what does the Bible say?
哥林前书第三章,
let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节,
1 Corinthians 3 verse 6.
哥林多前书第三章,
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
我栽种了，亚伯的浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。第七节，古见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌算不得什么。主在那叫他生长的神，保罗说他栽种。So
Paul says that he planted.
就是撒种传福音建立教会。
That is to sow the seeds of the gospel and establish the church.
亚伯的浇灌就是牧养继承的教会。
And Apollos watered, and that is to pastor the churches.
但浇了生长是神。
But God is the one who gives the
increase. 生命在神。
So life is in the hands of God.
有生命的一粒种子。
And if there's life and there's just one seed, when you sow it, it will sprout. But a seed without life, even when you sow it, it will not take root and it will not grow.
有生命在成长中的一根草。
So even a blade of grass, if it has life,
浇水又继续成长,
if a child is to add water, it will continue to grow because it has life.
没有生命已经枯干了,
but if it does not have life, it
你种成多了竟然浇个没有用, 它没有生命了,
and even if you add water, it's of no use.
生命在神,
because life is in the hands of God.
但生命是无形的呀,
but life is formless.
你看不见啊,
you can't see it.
你不能说啊, 这个有生命, 我来撒种, 不会白占土地, 啊, 这个没有生命, 白占土地, 我不要撒种, 你看不到生命。
You're not able to differentiate which of the seeds has life and which
神前面谁,
does not.
你看不到了,
so you don't know who God wants
神才知道了,
only God knows.
所以传福音是本分了,
so to preach is only our duty.
你进门传,
and so you have to preach.
如果神的拣选,
and if God chooses,
早晚会信,
then this person will believe.
如果不是神的拣选,
but if God has not chosen
them, 你传他也不会信,
even if you preach, they will not believe.
但你已经尽本分,
but you have fulfilled your obligation.
就像农夫种田的时候,
in the same way that when a farmer,
他看不到哪一个种子有生命, 他照样去撒种。
When he sows seeds, he does not know which of them has life.
有生命, 他会扎根出芽。
If the seed has life, it will grow.
没有生命当然不能扎根出来，但我已经做了该做的事情了。
And if it does not have life, it will not grow, but his obligation is still to sow the seeds.
所以说，主恩耕耘不恩收获，就耕耘是你当今的本分，收获多少呢？是神的主意了。
So your obligation is to plant, but what happens afterwards, that is up to God.
尽人数，然后才听天命哦。你人数该做的去做，然后才看神怎么安排，怎么样成全。
So you have to fulfill what your duty and obligation is, and then you have to see what the arrangement of God is. 嘉义教
以前一个信徒。
And there was once a member in 嘉义 Church in
爸爸没有信。
And his father was not a member. Only he was a member.
有一天房子火烧。
And one day their house was burned down.
爸爸说：“赶快打电话叫消防车来打火。”
Their house was on fire, so the father said, call the fire brigade.
他说不要了。
And he said, we don't need to.
消防主会打火，神更会啊。消防主会打火啊，神更会了。
Oh, and he said, oh, no need, because God can also put out fires.
祷告就好了。
We just need to pray.
我就祷告。
So they prayed.
祷告完，房子烧光了。
And by the time he'd finished praying, the house had burned down.
他妈呢，爸爸气得要命。
So his father was furious.
说你信耶稣信到已经变成迷信了。
So you have believed in God to the point of superstition.
你说消防车会打火，神更会，怎么没有啊？
And you said that the fire brigade can put out fires, and so can God.
然后再埋怨神没有听他祷告。
And then you remember that God did not hear your prayer.
这个是宿命论了。
So this is fatalism.
一切都交给神，自己都不必负责任。
So you give everything to God, and you do not hold yourself accountable for anything. So we shouldn't do this.
你先打电话叫消防主来。
So you should call the fire brigade.
消防主会马上到啊。
And they won't come right away.
这个时候你在祷告嘛。
And it's at that point that you pray.
不是电话不打，一直祷告，祷告完房子烧掉了。
It's not that you don't even make the phone call. You just pray, and then by the time you finish praying, your house is burned down.
打电话赶快叫消防主来。
So what he should have done is to call the fire brigade. 然后才祷告交托
神。
And then pray and entrust to God.
好像我说我们有病看医生啊。
So in this, I've mentioned that when we're sick, we go to the doctor.
康健的人用不着医生。
Because Jesus said those who are healthy do not need a
doctor.
So that means when you're sick, it is okay to go and see a doctor. It's not against the teachings of Jesus. So of course, when members are sick and they go to see the doctor, we still pray for them. And why do we still need to pray when they see the doctor? Because we ask God to help them. That the doctor can give them a correct diagnosis. And they give them the correct medication.
药到病除。药到病就好了。
So that when they take the medicine, that they can get well.
如果诊查错误
，and if the diagnosis is wrong,
医疗方法错误
，and they prescribe the wrong medication,
药到命除啊，没有命了。
Even if they have this medicine, they will lose their lives.
祷告是祷告，我求神帮助医生诊断正确，医疗方法正确呀、啊，然后都医治啊，也是神的能力，神的怜悯嘛。
So we pray that the doctor can give the correct diagnosis and correct form of treatment, and this also is the power and mercy of God.
那有人就说这样，有的神要，有的神不要，说不是不公平吗？
So some people say, if some things we have to ask of God and others we don't, does that not mean? Does that not mean that God is not shows partiality? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节。
1 Corinthians 15, verse
22. 在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。这里把世界上分成两种人。
So in this verse, the people of the world are categorized into two.
一种是亚当里众人。
And the first is all those in Adam.
我们每个人都是亚当祖孙。
So we are all the descendants of Adam.
我们都亚当里众人，注意啊。
And we are all those who fall under those in Adam.
那亚当众人死了，这个死了一个事实，已经发生了事实啊。
So the reality that has already occurred is that in Adam all will die.
圣经说死就从罪来的。
So the Bible says that death comes from sin.
因为人有罪，死就临到众人。
And it is because man sinned that death came upon all men.
但人什么时候开始有罪呢？
So when did man begin to sin?
在妈妈肚就有罪了。
You have sin in your mother's womb.
好，看诗篇五十一篇呢。
Let's turn to Psalm.
五十一篇
51,
第五节
Psalm 51 verse 5
诗篇五十一篇第五节
Psalm 51:5.
我在母亲怀的时候已经有罪了，大卫说他在母亲肚子已经有罪了。
And David says that he had sin in his mother's womb.
所以我们叫原罪，就从祖先来的。
So we call this the original sin, which is passed on from our ancestors. And the result of sin is death.
所以婴孩在母亲肚已经有罪，已经死掉了。
So infants, even in their mother's womb, they have sin and they are dead.
然后基督里的众人呢？
But what about those who are in Christ? They will be made alive.
被拣选的人,
those who are chosen.
本来也是亚当里众人之一了。
Before they were one of those in Adam.
那因为神的拣选,
but because of the choosing of God.
从亚当里众人拉出来放在基督里面,
they are taken out from the category of those in Adam and become in Christ. And they are baptized and made alive. And they receive life.
就是恩典,
and this is grace.
那么没有被拣选的人,
and those who are not chosen.
不是神要他灭亡才灭亡,
it's not that God wants them to be destroyed and they will be destroyed.
他一出生就灭亡状态啊。
Because they are actually born in a state of destruction. And it's just that they remain in this original state of destruction. Because once, as soon as they are born, they are in destruction. They are born in sin. And even in their mother's womb, they are dead. They have no spiritual life. So for those who are not chosen, they just remain in this original state, that is, in a state of destruction. It's not that God wants them to be destroyed, but that they were already in this state. And for those who are chosen, they are changed and made alive in Christ. And this is grace. And God can also decide not to choose anyone. Because to begin with, everyone was to perish.
魔鬼有罪灭亡,
and Satan too.
这个是公义的审判,
and this is righteous judgment.
那人有罪不要灭亡, 人有罪不要灭亡,
and if man was to have sin and not to face destruction,
这个才是不公平啊,
that is unjust.
魔鬼控告啊,
and Satan will accuse
啊, 我有罪要灭亡, 我很甘愿,
and he will say that it is right if I have sinned that I should be condemned. But if of the people that God has created, if they have sinned and they do not are destroyed, then that is unjust. But in Romans chapter 8, it says that the devil cannot accuse us because we believe in Jesus and our sins are forgiven and we have been made righteous and our status has been changed. And we were sinners who have been made righteous. So the devil cannot accuse us.
所以那些在亚当里的人,
so those who were once in Adam,
人的是没有的状态,
they were in a state of destruction. And this is the result of sin.
审判,
and there is righteous judgment.
那被拣选呢,
and those who are chosen,
改变的状态,
they are, their state is changed. And they go from being in Adam to Christ. And this is grace.
好像有钱人去参观孤儿院, 有钱人参观孤儿院,
and those who are wealthy, they'll go to orphanages.
他有能力全部认养了,
and they will have the power to adopt all of the children. But they will just choose one and then leave.
啊, 那这个就正他儿子咯,
and then this will become his son, and can receive good education. And they will be given a portion of this person's
inheritance.
And what is the view of society on this person's doing?
他就出善家,
that he is a good person.
没人说他不公平了,
no one will say that he is unjust.
因为孤儿院的孤儿不是有些人把他送去那边的，他本来就在那边了。
Because the children in the orphanages are not sent there by those who are wealthy. And he did not harm them.
我没有亏欠你们了,
and this person does not owe them anything. Because you were already there.
啊, 我要这样一个是我的自由啊。
And it is my free will to choose one. And I can also choose not to choose any of them. Because I don't owe you anything. So to be chosen, this is a grace. And if you're not chosen, you cannot say to this wealthy person that you are unjust. Because you were already there to begin with. So this wealthy person does not owe them anything. So for us to be chosen, this is a grace. And if we're not chosen,
就是神的公义审判, 因为有罪要灭亡, 就神的命令法律就这样啊,
and this is but the righteous judgment of God.
那这个第二, 这个第六段哈、啊，灭亡的预定啊，啊，刚刚谈到是第一个小段啊，我们现在谈到第二小段呢、啊，亚当灭亡是预定啊，亚当灭亡是预定的。
So now we're going to move to the second sub-point of predestination of destruction regarding Adam.
在创世二章十六节说，神给他做预知。
And in Genesis 2:16, it says that God gave Adam free will.
伊甸的东西都可以吃。
That he could eat of the fruit as he wished.
那十七节说，神要他善用这个意志。
And in verse 17, God wanted him to make
善恶的果不能，果子不能吃。
To use his free will wisely and not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if he ate it, he would die.
就神要他善用这个意志。
And God wanted him to use his free will wisely.
当初亚当还没有被造之前。
But even before Adam was created,
神就知道他会犯罪。
God knew that he would sin.
所以罗马书五章书的刚刚看到的亚当要来那个的预定形象。罗马书五章十五节啊，亚当又要来那个的预定的形象啊。
And in Romans 5 verse 14, it mentions that there is one who is to come of the likeness of Adam.
可见亚当没有被造，神就晓得他要犯罪。
So even before Adam was created, God knew that he would sin.
因为亚当的未来是神的现在。
Because even the future of Adam was in the present of God.
神知道他要犯罪，因为神看到他走的是犯罪的路了。
And God knew that he would sin and knew that he would walk down this path of sin.
不是神要他犯罪啊。
It's not that God wanted him to sin.
如果神要他犯罪，
and if God wanted him to sin,
人就没有别的选择。
Then man would have no other choice.
人就没有做义治。
And man would not have this free
will. 那就不必为罪的行为负责任。
And they would not be held accountable for their
actions. 神给他做义治。
So God gave him free will.
神要他选择那个善的。善的方面就听神的话
and God wanted him to choose what was good and to listen to God's
words 你就永远活着
and then you will live
恶用这个意志去说选神说不能出的那个果子你就灭亡
and if you choose what is evil and against the instructions of God
然后神
then you will be destroyed
看到怎么样选择他这个意志
and so then God knew what he was going to choose
如果没住亚当要出山的果神说不要吃
and if every time Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God said, don't eat it.
人变成傀儡了，做机械人了。
Then man becomes but a robot.
所以你现在这个不能吃，你就要运用你的注意力向上那边了。神说你不能吃这个，你就要善用你的注意力。
And so God, if God says that you cannot eat of it, and then you make your you use of your free will not to eat.
为你行为负责任。
And then you are accountable for your actions.
所以当亚当要出的时候，神并没有说不要吃。
So when Adam made the choice to eat of it, God did not tell him again.
因为神已经说不可吃了。
Because God had already instructed him before.
所以神没有必要每次要吃就说不要吃。
So God did not need to tell him every time not to eat.
好像我们听很多圣经教训，这个不能做，那个不能做。
So in the same way that we've heard a lot of Bible teachings, we can't do this or that, so don't do it.
啊，当你要做的时候，神也不会说，不要做，神不会这样了。
And when you're about to do it, God will not say don't do it.
圣经的话是神的话，就已经够了。
Because the words of God are all in the Bible, and that is sufficient.
所以你不听神的话，不听圣经的话。
So if you don't listen to the words of the Bible and the words of God,
可能会犯罪。
You might sin.
神不可能说你不要做。
God will not say to you directly, don't do it. Because you already know that you shouldn't do it. And you need to wisely use your free will. And to be accountable for your actions. So God knew that Adam would sin. It's not that he wanted him to sin. God already foreknew that he would walk down this path of sin. So with this foreknowledge, he was predestined to destruction. So because in God there is no past or future, this foreknowledge and predestination, they happen simultaneously. And he foreknew that Adam would sin.
他预见亚当走的是犯罪的路。
And he knew that Adam would walk down the path of sin.
所以在预见里面预定他的灭亡。
So within this foreknowledge, he predestined the destruction of Adam.
犹大也是一样啊。
And it was the same with
Judas. 犹大卖耶稣。
And Judas betrayed Jesus.
圣经早有预言了。
And this was already prophesied in the Bible a long time ago.
所以神晓得犹大会犯罪，耶稣也知道。
So both God and Jesus knew that Judas would betray him. And even though Jesus knew this, he tried to persuade him to return. This was his duty.
And
it's a manifestation of the love and forgiveness of God. And because even though Jesus reminded him, Judas still decided to sin then he could not turn back.
我们看《约翰福音》三章十八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章十八节。
John 13 verse 18.
十八节
，Verse 18，
我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁。现在应验经上的话说，同我出发的人用脚替我。十九节
，19，
如今事情还没有成就，我要先告诉你们，叫你们到时候，到事情成就的时候，会信我是基督啊。耶稣在最后的晚餐的时候啊
，So during the Last Supper，
给门徒洗过脚
，Jesus washed the feet of the disciples，
然后就引证诗篇大卫诗篇的话
，And then he quoted the words of David in Psalm，
说这个我知道我拣选是谁，我知道我拣选是谁
，He says I know whom I have chosen，
我会知道谁会出卖我
，And I know who will betray me。
他说现在应验经上的话，就是诗篇的预言。
But that the scripture may be fulfilled.
说同我出饭的人用脚替我。
He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.
是谁啊？
So David did not say who this was.
但耶稣说这个人就犹大。
But Jesus said this person is Judas.
用脚跟我出饭就跟我很亲近，常常跟我出入，跟我一起出饭，很亲近人呢。
He who eats with me, this is person is who is very close to me.
用脚替我是出卖我了。
And for him to lift his heel up against me is that he will betray me.
事情还没有成就，犹大还没有卖我之前，我先讲啊，以后成就，你就成了我是基督啊。我是基督，这个基督中文也没有了，就是我是，这个还是我是哦，啊，我是那一位神，神什么都知道嘛，啊，说犹大卖我这个新的预言要应验，我是，哦，我是我知道，我就那位神，我知道这个事情会成就。
So Jesus says that he tells them this before it happens, so that when it does come to pass, that they will believe that he, I am he.
约翰十三章二十一节。
So also look at verse 21 of the same chapter.
耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：“我实在告诉你们，你们说有一个人要卖我了。”现在耶稣讲清楚了，有人会卖我了。
So after Jesus spoke these words, he was troubled in spirit, and he said, "One of you will betray me."
那门徒就彼此相干，到底是谁卖耶稣呢
？So the disciples discussed one another who this was.
刚好耶稣约翰坐在耶稣的身旁，彼得就暗示叫耶稣，你问他。
And John was sitting, in the bosom, leaning against the bosom of Jesus. So Peter asked him to ask Jesus.
你是讲谁啊？
So John asked Jesus, "Who is it?"
哦，耶稣讲很清楚了。
So Jesus said very clearly.
二十六节啊。
26。
耶稣回答说：“我蘸一点饼给谁，就是谁；就蘸了一点饼提给加勒人西门儿子犹大。”二十七节，他出来以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣就对他说：“你所做的，快做吧！”哈啊！耶稣，我蘸一点水饼给谁，那个人就说：“啊，犹大拿去吃。”
And Jesus said, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And Jesus gave
the
bread to Judas.
提醒了，我已经这么清楚告诉你会卖我啊。
And this was the final reminder from Jesus that I know you're going to betray me.
但犹大的表现好像这跟无关，就拿饼去吃。
But Judas had no reaction whatsoever, and he took the bread and ate it.
当一个人想犯罪时候，他就硬心到底，别人的话都听不进去啊。
So when someone has decided to sin, they will be hard-hearted and they will not be able to listen to the words of others. So Satan entered his heart.
完全被控制了。
And Satan took over control of Jesus.
耶稣看挽回已经没有希望了。
And Jesus saw that there was no opportunity for him to turn back.
做了你去做了。
So he said, "What you do, do quickly."
就任凭他了。
And so he let him do it. And then he left.
他去找那些卖耶稣的人。
And then he went to seek those who
要定耶稣的人呢。
Seek those who were to condemn Jesus.
怎么样把耶稣交给他们？
And he handed over Jesus to them.
耶稣知道犹大要卖他。
So Jesus knew that Judas was to betray him. But he still tried to dissuade him.
最后说好，你要做，做你，你去做。
And because he didn't listen, then he said, "What you do, do quickly."
还有一段预言更清楚啊。
And there is another passage.
约翰十七章十二节。
Contained in John chapter 17.
约翰，十七章十二节。
John chapter 17 verse 12.
我与他们同在时候。以你所赐给我的名保守他们，我也护卫他们。其中除了那灭亡之主，没有一个是灭亡的。好叫现在话都应验啊！这里说，除了灭亡之主以外，没有一个灭亡。这个灭亡之主是犹大。
And this son of perdition mentioned here is Judas.
好叫经上的话都来应验。
That the scripture might be fulfilled.
所以犹大成了牧羊之主，圣经早有预言了。
So for Judas to become a son of perdition, it was already prophesied in the Bible.
犹大卖了耶稣啊，这个经上预言就应验了。
So for Judas to betray Jesus, it was already prophesied before.
有人说，如果犹大悔改怎么样啊？
So some people say, what would happen if Judas repented?
魔鬼会不会去找别人代替犹大卖耶稣这个角色呢？
Would Satan find a replacement for Judas?
这个是不可能假定了。
And we cannot make this assumption.
为什么不可能假定呢？
And why not?
因为犹大卖耶稣生了有预言啊。
Because but the betrayal made by Judas was prophesied in the Bible.
神看见犹大走的是卖耶稣这条路啊。
And God foresaw that he would walk down this path of betrayal.
神也看见他硬心到底不悔改啊。
And God saw that he would be hard-hearted to the end.
所以就把这件事预言下来，这个预言不会改变了。
So this was already prophesied, and it's a prophecy that will not change.
这个剧本已经写好，不会修改了。
And the script has already been written, and it will not
change. 所以说，如果犹大悔改，魔鬼不找别人呢、啊？这个是不可能假定。
So we cannot assume an answer for if Satan would find a replacement for Judas if he repented.
不是神要犹大卖耶稣。
And it's not that God wanted him to betray Jesus.
如果神要犹大卖耶稣，他都没有别的选择。
Because if God wished it so, then Judas would not have a choice.
他都没有这个意志。
And he would not have free will.
就不会为罪行负责任。
And he would not be held accountable for his actions.
是神看见他走的路是卖耶稣的路。
But rather, God foresaw that he would walk down this path of betrayal.
所以在预知里一定灭亡。
So in his foreknowledge, he predestined his destruction.
耶稣也只是提醒他不要他卖耶稣啊。
And Jesus tried to dissuade him from this.
那因为他不听啊。
But because he did not listen.
所以就卖耶稣了。
So he carried out the betrayal.
为什么犹大走这条路呢？
And why did Judas walk down this path?
在圣经里面说，犹大是管银钱的。
And the Bible says that Judas was in charge of the money box.
常常偷拿钱袋的钱去输用。
And he would steal money from this box.
这个别的门徒都看到了。
And the other disciples saw this.
所以约翰把这件事记在约翰福音里面。
So that's why John recorded this.
说犹大是贼。
This book.
常常偷拿输钱工钱输用。
That Judas would often steal from the money box.
这个魔鬼看到啊。
And Satan also saw this.
所以要找谁来卖耶稣的最好的人选是犹大了，因为他贪财嘛。
So the best person for this was Judas because he was greedy for money.
就给魔鬼留地步。
And so he left footstool for the devil.
所以圣经说啊，我们不要给魔鬼留地步了。
So the Bible says that we should not leave a footstool for the devil.
很多人犯罪跟贪都有关系的。
And a lot of people sin because they are greedy for wealth.
贪财为了钱犯罪。
And they sin because they greed after wealth.
贪色为了男女关系犯罪。贪色，贪色情的色，为了男女关系犯罪啊。
And others will commit sexual sins because they lust.
贪名贪利为了名利跟人斗争。
And others will contend with others because they want to gain status.
所以很多罪跟贪有关系啊。
So a lot of sins are related to greed.
什么叫贪呢？
And what is greed?
不该得而得就贪了，不该得。
That you want what you should not have.
该得是神给的哦，你就感谢灵说啊。
So what we should have is given by God, and we
need to accept with thanksgiving. 不该得想得这个业分了。
And if we want what we don't have, then this
这个就会犯罪啊。
And then this will cause you to sin.
所以我们要有意有识的知足了，不要贪了。
So we need to learn how to be content and not to greed.
啊，贪是魔鬼的陷阱啊。
Because greed, this is a trap that is set by the devil.
因为魔鬼看见犹大是罪的人，所以就利用他卖耶稣。
Because the devil saw the situation that Judas was in, he used him to betray Jesus.
啊，我们再看第七段啊。
And let's look at the next section.
学习预定论的果效，我们学预定有什么效果呢？
So fruits of learning about predestination.
这里提到了几点。
And there are a few points mentioned here.
第一点是谦卑顺服神的主权。
The first is so that we can submit to God's sovereignty.
因为恐怕时间不够，有些圣经章节就不翻出的地方了。
And because of a lack of time, we will not refer to the Bible verses.
在诗篇103:19十九二十节那边说。
In Psalm 103:19-20, it says.
神在天上立定他的宝座。
That God has established his throne in heaven.
统管万有。
And he is above all.
连天使都要顺从他的命令。
And even the angels need to submit to him.
神的宝座在天上啊。
And God's throne is in heaven.
什么叫天呢？
And what is heaven?
我们习惯主天在上面。
We have a habit of saying heaven is above us.
但地球在转啊。
But the earth is spinning.
所以你现在说天在那边。
So if you say heaven is above.
等一下已经不同地方了。
And later on it's going to be a different
place. 所以什么叫天呢？
So what is heaven?
无限空间。
This is a limitless space.
地球浮在空中嘛，地球浮在空中。
And the universe is being controlled.
啊，地球在转。
And the earth is spinning.
所以你主上面没有错了，但是等一下位主已经不同了。
So if you point above, it's not necessarily wrong, but once the earth continues to spin, it's in a different position.
无限空间。
So heaven refers to this limitless space.
那么神的天上立定他的宝座。
So God has established his throne in heaven.
因为他万王之王。
Because he's the king of kings.
宇宙主宰。
And he is the controller of the universe.
所有被造听他的话。
So everything that is created must obey him.
我们当然也要听他的话。
And naturally, we also must obey him.
拣选主权在神。
And the authority to choose is in the hands of God. We can murmur nothing.
在罗马书九章，保罗用摇将做比喻啊。
And in Romans chapter 9, Paul uses the example of the potter. And the potter will take the clay.
一般做贵重器皿。
And he will make
好像花瓶给人插花欣赏。
Useful vessels like a vase for flowers.
同一团泥土再拿一块做杯盏器皿，好像坛炉给人吐痰。
And others he will make different kinds of vessels.
那被造的可以对造他的人说：“你怎么这样造我啊？”
And some might say, "Why have you made me like this?"
如果要这么问啊，窑匠就对问他说：“是你窑匠呢，还是我窑匠呢？”
And if we ask this, then the potter will say, "Are you the potter or am I?"
表示被造的没有权利说话了。
So that means he who is created does not have the right to speak.
主权在造他的了。
Because the authority is in the hands of the Creator. So we are created by God.
我们能信的是主的主权决定拣选的。
So we believe in God because we have been chosen by God. 被拣选是恩典。So it is a grace for us to be chosen.
没有被拣选，因为神没有义务要拣选每一个人。
And if we are not chosen, it is because God has this right not to choose everybody.
所以我们学习预定论的主要目的啊，是要学习顺从神的主权。
So we learn about predestination so that we can submit to the sovereignty of God.
还要常常感谢神的拣选，我们今天才能够信耶稣。
And we need to always give thanks that we are believers of God.
很多人没有机会听福音。
Because a lot of people don't have the opportunity to listen to the gospel.
听不懂。
And some people listen and they don't understand.
但我们有机会听。
But we have the opportunity to listen and hear.
又明白神的话来接受。
And we are able to understand and accept the word of God.
第二代、第三代信徒呢，从小出在信徒家里，从小就有机会接受这个救恩了。
And there are second and third generation believers who have believed in God from young.
这个都神的爱啊。
And this is the love of God.
所以保罗说神的爱是何等的长阔高深啊。
So Paul refers to the width, length, and depth and height of the love of Christ.
这个记载以弗所三章十八到十九节。
And this is recorded in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18 and
19. 基督的爱何等长阔高深。
So how wide, long and deep is the love of Christ?
长数讲时间啊。
And the length is referring to time,
过去,
that in the eternal past,
之前,
before the creation of the world,
我们已经被一定要受拣选,
we had been predestined to be chosen.
So, 永远过去, 神就已经爱我们了,
so in the everlasting past,
现在,
God had loved
神也爱我们了,
us. And for us to believe in God now,
将来,
he still
到天过去,
loves us.
神继续在那边爱我们了,
and when we go to heaven in the future, he will continue
所以,
to love us.
神的爱是没有时间限度啊,
so the love of God is not restricted by time.
何等的长。
And it is that long. From the everlasting past to the everlasting future, he will continue to love us. And it is so wide.
这个阔是讲空间。
And this is talking about space.
因神的福音传遍天下。
And that the gospel of God will be spread to the ends of the earth.
要拯救各国各族各方各民。
And to save all nations and races.
连黑人神都拣选他，因为神没有种族歧视这个问题。
And God will save all colors.
连卑微人神拣选他，因为神没有这个等级的分别。
And even those who are lowly, because God does not show partiality.
就各种人神都爱他。
And God will love all kinds of people.
他的爱何等的阔，超越空间限制了。
And His love is this wide that it transcends space.
又说何等高深。
And God's love is so
high. 高深是讲爱的程度了。
And this is referring to the depth of His love.
爱的程度我们很难了解啊。
And it is very hard for us to understand this.
因为我们没有钉十字架的经验。
Because we do not have the experience of being crucified.
钉十字架的苦我们很难了解。
We've never gone through this ourselves.
神为爱我们，他忍受痛苦的极限，钉十字架。
And Jesus loved us to the point that he underwent the utmost suffering on the cross.
因为耶稣付出这个代价，我们才被拣选啊。
And because Jesus paid this price, we can be chosen.
所以罗马书十章八节，为主而活啊。
And so in Romans chapter 10, it tells us that we need to live for Christ.
我们不管做什么。
No matter what we do,
要先考虑这样做对不对?
We need to think about whether what we are doing is right or not. Is it according to the will of God?
有没有违背主的教训呢?
It is going against the teachings of God.
都这么考虑才去做, 就为神而 而活的方法。
And only if we consider this and then choose wisely, then we can live.
教会需有些工作需要去推行，我们去抽时间去来为教会做一些事情。
And sometimes the church will ask us to do certain tasks.
教会需要经费，我们就奉献经费。
And if the church needs finances, then we need to offer.
这是为主活的方式了。
And that's how we live for Christ.
还要常传福音，叫更多人信耶稣。
And we need to preach the gospel so more people can believe.
要信徒数增加，这个是我们应尽的本分。
So that the church can grow, and this is our duty.
所以我们要善用这个益处。
So we need to make use a good use of our free will.
在马太七章二十一节，耶稣说过。
And in Matthew 7:21, Jesus said,
完成我主啊，主啊，不能多到天国。
Not all those who call me Lord, Lord will enter into heaven.
要遵天的主意才能进去。
But those who do the will of my Father in heaven.
称我耶稣为主，都是耶稣拣选的人，才会称耶稣为主啊。
So only those who call Jesus Lord are those who are chosen by him.
那这个要遵天的主意才能进去啊。
But we also have to obey the will of God.
如果犯罪没有遵天主意呢，还是要被征下来。
If we sin and do not obey God's will, then we will still be destroyed.
我们看马太福音耶稣的警告啊。
And let's look at the warning of Jesus.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太十三章四到七节。
Matthew 13 verse 47.
到五十节。
47 to 50.
十三章十六七节
Matthew 13 verse
47天国又好像网撒在海里聚拢各种各样水族十六八节网聚满了人就拉上岸来坐下捡好的收在器具里不好的丢弃了十六九节
世
界末了也要这样天使要出来从一人中把二人分别出来五十节丢在火炉里在那里不要哀哭切楚啊耶稣讲天国比喻啊
So Jesus was giving a parable of heaven
好像网撒在海里聚拢各种水珠
It's like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind
网是捕鱼的器具
So this net is a tool for catching fish 这个是象征
圣经里面的福音啊就是要捕鱼要来信耶稣的工具啊
And this represents the gospel it'sThis is a tool that needs to be used.
撒网这个动作叫传福音。
And casting out this net is the
work of teaching. 很多鱼都进来就是拣选了。
And a lot of fish are caught, and those that are the ones that are chosen.
但是这些进到网里的这个捕鱼人不都全部要好的才要，不好的又丢回去了。
But not everything that is caught is kept. Only that those that are good are kept.
叫做过滤了。
Because they so there is a process of
filtering. 什么是好的呢
？So what is considered good?
所受教训的啦。
Those that obey the teaching and what is not good. Those that do not keep the teachings. Those are only Christians by name. They are cast back into the sea. So after Jesus gave this parable, that it will be saved the same at the end time, the day of judgment.
从一人中把恶人分别出来。
That the angels, they will come and separate the good from the evil.
一人中出教会哦。教会是义人的国度啊
，and the church is the kingdom of the righteous.
教会的信徒数已经信耶稣罪赦免，被称义成义人了。
And the church are those who have believed in Jesus and been deemed righteous.
义人中也有恶人
，but even amongst the righteous there are
also wicked.
There are, those are the members who have sinned.
天使要把它分出来。
Then the angels will separate them out.
丢在火炉里。
And they will be cast into the furnace of fire.
切除。
There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
所以被拣选是有得着希望。
So if we are chosen, we have the hope of salvation.
但不是全部得救。
But not everybody is saved.
要遵天主才得救。
Only those who obey the will of God are
saved.
So those who are good are put into this vessel.
如果做光明信徒犯罪了，就丢回去了。
And those who are just Christians by name and sin, they will be cast out.
那因为这样，我们要尽本传福音。
And because of this, we need to fulfill our duty to preach.
在提摩太后书四章二节有谈到。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 it says, Paul said to Timothy,
得时不得时要传道。
We need to preach whether in season or out of season.
得时就把握机会啊。
And in season we need to make use of the opportunity.
你遇到一个人，这个是神给你机会。
If you come across a person, then this is an opportunity given by God. And if you don't preach to them,
这个机会就溜掉了。
Then this opportunity will be lost.
机会是一下子来，一下子不见了。
And the opportunity will come and go very quickly.
所以你所遇到这个人，可能神给你最后一个机会。
And this person that you encounter, this might be the last chance.
约翰三章记载，尼哥底母晚上来找耶稣。
And in John chapter John mentions how Nicodemus came to Jesus at night time.
尼哥底母说：“耶稣啊，你是从神来的，因为你会医病干鬼。”
And Nicodemus said that you are from God because you can heal sicknesses and cast out demons. But Jesus did not talk to him about this. Jesus talked to him about something even more important, that you need to be reborn. And if you're not reborn, you will not enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus made use of this opportunity. And because Nicodemus does not see Jesus again, this was the only time. And it was the last opportunity. And if this opportunity was lost,
he
will not come again. So Jesus talked to him about something more important than the healing of sicknesses, that he needed to be reborn. So Paul says we need to preach in season and out of season. And what is out of season? That is when we do not have opportunities. Even when there are no opportunities, we need to preach. We need to seek out opportunities, make the opportunities ourselves. In John chapter 4, it says that Jesus preached to the Samaritan woman. And he asked for water from her. And this woman said, "You are a Jew. And I am a Samaritan. And we do not interact with one another. So why do you ask for water from me?" Jesus said, "If you knew who I am, you would ask me for a drink."
诶，这个妇人感到奇怪。
So this woman thought this was strange.
你刚刚向我要水喝。
You asked for a drink from me.
你现在还了水给我喝。
And now you're saying that you can give me a drink?
你没有取水的工具, 凭什么拿水啊?
But you have nothing to draw the water with.
耶稣说，你喝这个水会再渴了。
So Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again. But the water that I give you, you will not thirst again.
就是圣灵在里面充满，好像泉源一直涌出来，你会一辈子洗都平安了。
That is, the Holy Spirit will fill you like a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
耶稣又把妇人的书生活都讲出来。
So Jesus was able to talk about this woman's life.
这个妇人就宣传了，我看到基督了。
And this woman said, I have seen the Christ.
因为我的秘密他都知道了。
Because he knows all of my secrets.
很多人信耶稣。
And then a lot of people came to believe.
这个就是寻找机会，铸造机会。
And this is what it means to create opportunities.
如果耶稣不向妇人要水喝，
And if Jesus did not ask for drink from this woman,
他怎么有可能传福音给他呢？
How would he preach to her?
对方是撒玛利亚人。
And because she was a Samaritan, and Jesus was a Jew, and they have no dealings with one another, so how can you preach to them? So he needed to create opportunity. So some people, they'll open a business and they'll wait for their customers. But there are others that they will do marketing and go look for their customers. So when we have evangelical services, we need to invite people to come and listen. It's like if we have our own business. And when we go to preach in the hospital, or if we go to give out leaflets in public places, this is us looking for our customers. This is for us looking for opportunities and creating opportunities. And this is very active. There are a lot of methods of evangelism. When the opportunity comes, you need to grasp hold of it.
铸造机会。
Even when there is no opportunity, you need to create it for yourself.
这样才能够很快把人传开。
And only then can we very quickly preach forth the gospel.
那我们不但要传，还要牧养继承的教会，就已经有信耶稣的人，也要神的话牧养他们。
And not only do we need to preach, we need to pastor the church of God.
21章，耶稣对彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
And in John chapter 20, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
彼得说：“你说我爱你啊。”
And he says, "You know that I love you."
耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
So Jesus said, feed my lambs.
继续三处,
and he said this three times.
爱主的表现都爱牧养主的羊。
So the action of loving Jesus is to pastor his sheep.
教会, 一方面带牧道主来听福音。
So on the one hand, we need to bring Christians
to church.
And those who have already believed, we need to help them for their faith to take root. So we use the word of God to pastor them. So normally, it's the pastor on the pulpit who is pastoring the sheep. But there's not enough of the pastor to go around.
传道人不在的时候啊。
So when the pastor is not here,
当地的执事、负责人有讲了恩数的人啊，被安排要上台讲道。
The local workers, they are arranged to speak on the pulpit.
啊，那要被安排讲道人，当然要常常读圣经啊。
And if you're arranged to sermonize, of course you need to read the Bible often.
圣经懂得多了，你讲道才有更丰富的内容。
And only if you are familiar with the Bible can you speak
more of the Bible,
and that you can edify the listeners.
要是圣经懂得很少,
and if you know very little of the Bible,
你讲到范围就缩小了,
you can only speak within a very limited realm. And in the past there was an old preacher.
每次讲道,
every time he sermonized,
结论就是受洗,
his conclusion was to receive baptism.
什么题目的结论就是受洗,
whatever topic he spoke on, the conclusion was to receive baptism.
他讲章写好了。
And on one occasion, he'd
不懂做定什么题目
written out his sermon. He didn't know what the topic was.
这个讲章怎么定题目啊？
And he gave me his notes and said, what topic should I give this?
我就抓住这个讲的重点说，你规定的题目啊。
And he said, you need to look for the main theme and then assign a topic.
然后他，这个结论也是受洗哦。
And he said, the conclusion is baptism.
我说对了，你怎么拉都可把它拉到受洗的可以了。
And I said, so whatever way you look at it, I guess
the
conclusion can be baptism.
给那个绰号。
So the local members, they'd given him a nickname.
苏西约翰
John the Baptist.
哎，还有一个姐妹啊。
And there was another sister.
跟另一个姐妹说。
She said to another sister.
洗到皮包还要洗哦。姐妹哦，告另一个姐妹啊，洗到皮包还要洗哦，皮包。
哦，
每天洗了。
So you have to wash till the point that you're shedding your skin.
啊，为什么他每次都讲洗礼呢？
Oh, why is it that this sermonizer every time he speaks, he talks about baptism?
因为圣经懂得太少。
Because he doesn't know enough about the Bible.
圈主啊，小圈主绕来绕去，就是在那边绕啊。
And he's just circling around in the same space.
哎，所以我们要常常读圣经啊。
So we need to often read the Bible.
有更丰富的这个属灵知识。
So we can have more abundant spiritual knowledge.
讲到内容更丰富。
That we can talk more abundantly.
弟兄姐妹才得了更多方面的造就。
So that the members can be more spiritually edified.
现在我讲一些疑难问题的解答。
So now I'll talk about some Q&A.
这个是很多人因为听一定会有的疑问呐。
And these are some questions that people have regarding predestination.
这个好，现在很快就解决，因为没有这个问题呀。彼得后书第三章。
So let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
第九节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得后书的第三章第九节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
这里有一句话说，神不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。这后面那句啊。
So it says,
神要每个人都悔改了，不要一个沉沦了。
In the second half, it mentions that God is long-suffering towards us. He's not willing for anyone to perish.
所以拿作为这个，有人就拿作为节奏根据啊，神要每个人都悔改啊，不要沉沦啊，怎么可能有的拣，有的不拣选呢？
So some people will use this verse and they will say that God is not willing for anyone to perish, so how can it be he has chosen some and not others?
我们可以看前面怎么讲啊。
So we can look at the preceding text.
第九节前面啊，开头啊。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。哦，这里这个不愿有一人都沉沦的前面是讲你们宽容你们，你们是信徒啊。
So the beginning part of verse 9 says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some count slackness. But he is long suffering toward us. So he's referring to the believers. So God wants all those who believe in him to be saved. So where it says he does not wish any to perish, he's referring not to everybody but to the members.
再看提摩太前书第二章啊。
And let's look at 1 Timothy 2 verse 4.
第六节，提摩太前书的第二章第六节。
Sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6.
他使自己做万人赎价，啊，也不是，第二章，啊，对，六节，他使自己做万人赎价啊。这个 啊，对不起，先看二章数节啊，先看二章数节啊。
Let's look at verse four first.
二章数节。
Verse four.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道啊。这里说神愿意万人得救，明白真道。
So it says here that God desires all men to be saved to come to the knowledge of the truth.
他们把万人解释成每一个人呐。
So they explain this all men to refer to everyone.
神希望每个人都得救。
That God wants everyone to be saved.
神也希望每个人都明白真道。
That God wants everyone to understand the truth.
如果这里万人数讲世界每一个人。
And if all men refers to every single person in the world,
为什么有的人没有天福音机会就过一辈子呢？
And why do some people pass their whole lives without ever hearing the gospel?
机会不是神给的吗？
Isn't aren't opportunities given by God?
那神怎么不给他机会呢？
So why does God not grant them an opportunity?
苦真主的万人不是每一个人。
So this means that this all men refer to here is not everyone.
神要拣选的人。
It's referring to those whom God wants to choose.
神要拣选的每一个人，神都希望他得救，明白真道。
So for those whom God wants to choose, he wants all of them to understand the truth.
六节更清楚啊。
And let's also look at verse 6.
他使自己做万人的赎价啊，对你说，耶稣舍命是要做万人的赎价。
So Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all.
赎价就用他的血做代价，把我们从罪里面赎出来啊。
So ransom means that he paid this price and he took us out of sin.
我们信主人受洗说，耶稣血洗了我们罪啊，就是耶稣用他赎价把我们从罪里赎出来啊。
So when we believe in Jesus, we are washed in his blood and we are taken out of sin.
那没有信主人呢？
And for those who do not believe in Jesus,
他没有受洗机会啊。
They do not have the opportunity to be baptized.
耶稣的血跟他没有关系啦。
And the blood of Jesus has no relation to them.
所以说，这里说舍住。舍自己做大家的赎价，不是每一个人，而是信主的人。
So when it says that he gave himself as a ransom for all, it's not every single person, but for those who believe in him.
信主的人受洗说耶稣洗才跟你有关系啊。
So only for those who believe in him when they are baptized, then the blood of Jesus has this relationship with them.
没有信耶稣人，耶稣的舍命的赎价跟他没有关系啊。
And those who do not believe in Jesus is this ransom which Jesus paid has nothing to do with them.
没有被赎出来啊。
Because they are still living in sin, they have not been redeemed.
所以这个万人不是每一个的，而是信耶稣的人。
So this all that is referred to is not for every single person, but those who believe in Jesus.
最后还有个问题啊。
And then there's one other last question.
帖撒前书四章第十节。帖撒前书第十章第十节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
我们劳苦努力，正受为主，因我们的主望在乎永生的神。他的万人的救主更是信徒的救主啊！前面有讲他的万人的救主，然后说更是信徒的救主。
So here it mentions the living God who is the savior of all men.
万人的救主也不是世界上每一个人。
So to be the savior of all men, it does not refer to every single person in the world.
因为世界上很多人没有信耶稣啊。
Because there are a lot of people in the world who have not believed in Jesus, and Jesus has no relationship with them.
耶稣怎么可能成为他的救主呢？
So how can he be the savior for them?
所以这个救主是神要拣选的人。
So actually, he's the savior for those whom God wants to choose.
还没有拣选呢。神预定拣选人，现在还没有被拣选呢。
And there are those who are predestined to be chosen who have not yet been chosen.
那神是他的救主啊。
So God is still their savior.
以人讲，我还没有被拣选。
So in the eyes of man, you have not
been chosen. 以神来讲，你已经被拣选。
But in the eyes of God, you have been chosen.
因为你的未来是现在现在嘛。
Because even your future is in the present.
你创世以前就已经被一定拣选了。
And you are predestined to be chosen before the foundation of the world.
所以以人来讲，我现在还没有信耶稣。
So in the eyes of man, you have not yet believed in
但
Jesus.
但神看到你后来信耶稣。
But God will see that down the line, you will believe in
早
晚
会来信了。
That eventually you will believe.
所以神是他的救主啊。
So God is still your savior.
然后更是信徒的救主。更是信徒的救主。
And especially of those who believe.
就是已经信耶稣的了。
That is those who already believe.
所以前面这个万人救主是讲神一定拣选还没有信耶稣的人。
So this savior of all men, those who are, that refers to those who have been chosen but have not yet believed.
下面这个更受新的救主，已经信耶稣的耶稣，他的救主。
And especially of those who believe, that refers to those who have already believed.
好，拖了好多时间啊。
So I've taken a lot of your time.
那我该说差不多说完了。
So I've said what I needed to say.
也许现在听的时候啊，一脑筋都有疑问了。
And maybe after hearing all this, you just have a head full of questions.
是不是休息几分钟再来谈疑问，疑问来解决一下？或者是说要放在心里一直去想。
So should we take a break and we can come back for questions, or are you just going to
keep
them in your
heart? 如果大家还不累，我也不会累了啊。
And if
如果你们不会累啊，十分钟休息后，因为恐怕有的人要去洗手间啊，所以如果你有兴趣再讨论你的疑问啊，那么十分钟再回来。假如不要了，我留在脑筋慢慢想，那就先就结束啊，怎么样？
If you want to, we can take a 10-minute break and come back for questions, or if you want to just hold on to your questions, then we don't need to come back.
发问，那就是要讨论了。其他人怎么样，要结束呢，或者最好不好。如果你有特别事情，需要赶着回去，祷告完你就走。假如你想留下来谈，那就留下来，自由了，不强硬啊，好吧，好了，先。 先这个祷告结束啊，祷告结束，然后有事情你就先走，想留下来讨论，休息十分钟再回来。So
we can
用祷告来结束啊，然后第二段啊，自己决定啊。So
we can pray to conclude, and if you need to leave, then you can go ahead and leave, or we can rest for 10 minutes, and if you want to, you can come back.
那我们最后要唱的赞美诗是286啊，286。
So let's end with a hymn 286.